The Baal HaTanya asks the question, if we're saying Slach Lanu 3 times a day, I'm asking Hashem for forgiveness, why isn't this Echta V'Ashev? Echta V'Ashev means a person does Navira, and they say, okay, I'll do Tshuva, and therefore I'll be forgiven. Say Chazal, if a person does an Avera thinking they'll be forgiven, then the Tshuva doesn't work. It doesn't work. Hashem doesn't forgive them. So if we're saying Slach Lanu 3 times a day, why doesn't it fall into that category? Says the Baal HaTanya in the Geiras HaTshuva that Echta V'Ashev is only when a person is about to engage in an Avera. They're about to eat the lobster. And they could have held back. And they could have refrained and gone for the kosher option. But in their heart, as they're about to tuck into the lobster, they say, do you know what? It doesn't matter. I can always do tshuva. And therefore, I might as well enjoy this. There, in that case, it's the tshuva itself that caused them to do the Avera. The tshuva was the impetus. Had he not thought about the tshuva, he wouldn't have done it. He wouldn't have done the Avera. It's only the tshuva is what gave him license to do the Avera. And in such a situation where the tshuva gives you the license to do the Avera, the tshuva doesn't work. But if a person did the Avera and then afterwards pushed themselves to do tshuva, there the tshuva is absolutely valid. And therefore, what do we do? Every single day, 3 times a day, we say Slach Lanu. And we say, Hashem, you are Chanan, Hamar, Bel Yislayach. You're gracious, you are, you are Mar, Bel Yislayach. You are giving us Slicha again and again and again. You're forgiving us again and again and again. This comes on the back of Vachzireinu B'Shuva Shleim Alfanecha. Asking Hashem, bring us back to you with complete tshuva. We don't want to do this again. And in such a situation, if we genuinely mean it, there the tshuva is valid and the slicha is valid. Even if we mess up again. Because at the time we didn't intend to. At the time we meant it. Excuse me. So therefore, when we come to Slach Lanu, says the Baal HaTanya, look at Torah, then we're coming to Hashem like a person coming to their friend, trying to explain. They want to arouse their compassion. Because we're really sincere. We really ask them for forgiveness. And this slicha that we're talking about in the world of the Baal HaTanya is this hisgalus of the ratz, and it's a revelation of Hashem's will. That's why he's haroitzeh b'shuva. This is what Hashem wants. So we're coming to Hashem, we should use the model of human relationships as a way of helping us attach ourselves to Hashem. This is the idea, we've mentioned it before, Salachti Chidvaracha, of being sincere when we ask. And therefore, the Chanan Hamar Ben Yislayach that we'll say at the end is there are many different levels of Hashem's Slicha. And each level depends on how sincere we are. So perhaps the one thing we need to realize about this bracha of Slach Lanu is ultimately it all depends on our sincerity.